Manzanita Carpet Cleaner.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was actually just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't
my credit card got stolen, so I had to get a new one.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that's what it is. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Okay, no problem.
I'm not getting a whole lot of calls off of the guys with service for some reason.
Oh, well, there's two things we can do then. We can start enabling some weekly posts for you to make you more relevant to Google and get you better results. But also I'll have the technicians do a performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that would improve your performance, that they perform those behind the scenes. Yeah. One thing you can do on your end is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews here and there. So I'll send you another review generator email that will help you with that. So with those three things happening, I know that you'll see even better results.
Okay. I use a program called Square. I was wondering, is it possible to send a link to the Google review thing?
Yes, that's what I was going to do. I was going to send you the link so that when somebody clicks on it, it goes straight to leave you a review. So they don't have to look you up or anything. All they have to do is click on it, and that's why it's so successful, and most people will do it. So.
Okay, so now I got everybody's phone number, but I don't have their email, so can I send it to them by text?
Yep, absolutely. When this email goes out, it will automatically trigger a text message, and the link will also be in the text message. So if you only have their phone numbers, you can send it to them via text also.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, let me go back to the billing. I just sent you that email, but okay, go ahead. I'm ready now.
Okay, it's 4636.
Okay.
7600.
Got it.
0016.
Okay.
1946.
Okay, expiration?
0627.
And the code?
992.
992. Okay. So is it still the Sowell Court for the billing address?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Perfect. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So bear with me here. Okay. That one worked. I got the green light. So thank you so much for updating that. And like I said, I'll have the performance check, performed on your account and start some posts. So in the meantime.
Did you email that to me already?
I did. I accidentally sent you the first email that talked about the payment failing, so just disregard that one. But the second one that went out says learn how to get more reviews. Oh, you know what? It didn't trigger the text message because at some point when we sent you a text, we got a notification back to stop it. Do you want me to enable the text again? I could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, does it go to this number ending in 6482?
Yeah.
Because we have another number ending in 3919. You don't use that one anymore, do you?
That number might be the one that you guys gave me.
Oh, okay. So let me just make sure that for text messaging, we send it to this one ending in 6482. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll get that email twice then because what I have to do is send it again so that it will trigger the text. So if you see that you got two of those emails, yeah, again, just disregard it. The reason I sent it the second time was so that you could get the text message. Okay.
So now you're going to give me the link that I'm going to send to my customer by text.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it hard to do?
No, all you have to do is copy it and paste it and put it in a new text and then they can just click on it and it'll leave you a review. Another, thing that some people do is some, businesses will carry like a tablet with them or something. And then when they're invoicing their client or finishing a job, they say, hey, if you were happy with my service, would you leave a review? And they just hand them the tablet and it's already pulled up that way. So that's like another unique way to do it, like on the spot.
I was trying to do that, but it wasn't successful for me.
It wasn't. Yeah. Cause sometimes people want to think about what they're going to write and stuff. They don't want to just.
But when I sent them an invoice because I use a Square program to do my calendar and payments and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if I can, when I send them the invoice, if I can automatically send that to them, or if I have to, every time I have to copy and paste.
Well, do you have a way when you send an invoice that you can, like, modify it and just kind of manually put the link in there yourself?
Yeah, I'll have to have my son do it. I'm almost 62 years old, so I'm not very good at this tech stuff.
Oh, yeah, because if you could do that, that'd be great, because then you send them the invoice via Square, and then they get the link with it. That'd be really a great idea, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but I sent it to you the second time, and I re-enabled the text messages, so moving forward, you'll get texts regarding your account and whatnot. But I did resend that, so I'll make sure it gets to you. If not, I'll manually send it again, too, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you could text it to me, that might be better.
Okay, I will. I'll get it text to you. Like I said, I'm just going to make sure that the system starts resending them, because somebody at some point put stop, which means we were not allowed to send the text messages, so now you're authorizing it. So I might have to let the tech team know that it's okay now, and then I can send it via text. If it didn't go out automatically, then we'll do it manually, okay? So just keep your eye out for it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.